personality chart, the state of self-realization lies beyond the three mental temperaments known as gunas. Every human is constituted of the three gunas classified as sattva, rajas and tamas. Tamas is the state of an inactive mind, steeped in inertia, indolence, indifference, the lowest of the three qualities. Rajas is that of vacillating emotion and passionate activity. And sattva, the highest quality of mind, poised, serene and equanimous, above worldly passion and excitement. These temperaments, gunas, combine in different proportions account for the variety of individuals in the world. The role of a human in his lifetime is to gradually rise from tamas to rajas to sattva and reach transattva, wherein lies the Supreme Self, the ultimate spiritual enlightenment. To develop the personality and attain the transcendental experience, you need to study and analyze these gunas thoroughly. Ascertain the nature of the gunas inherent in you and how they manifest in the different facets of your personality. You will then realize what is well and what needs attention, correction. For this purpose, the Bhagavad Gita has classified action and renunciation under three gunas. Furthermore, action itself has been dissected into its constituents as knowledge, actor, intellect, steadfastness, and the three gradations defined. Lastly, happiness, the underlying purpose of action, has also been classified under the three categories. Thus, the grades of sattva, rajas and tamas have been projected on all these facets of a human being. An analysis which enables you to define the exact nature of your personality. It holds a mirror to your inner quality and character. Your nature clearly defined, you can administer corrective measures where there are faults and rise gradually to the trans-sattvic state.